Don't get lost reading scripture just for the sake of reading it or because you think you should. Let God's word shape and mold your understanding and relationship with God, aligning your life to his revealed will. Hi, I'm Christine Jolly, overseer of our Uni Fellowship groups. In this week's leadership development video, I'm going to discuss some practical tips to help you center your life in God's word. Now, most Christians understand that it is good to read God's word. Many even try to do it daily, developing a discipline of reading the Bible every morning or night or during a break in the middle of the day. Have you tried to read the Bible straight through from beginning to end, but get a bit lost in Numbers or are alarmed in Judges? I firmly believe that every follower of Jesus, if they can, would benefit from reading all of God's word. Every word, sentence, idea is precious and God-breathed for our benefit, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. But how, what, when, where, and for how long should I read it? Well, I'm going to present to you some different ways you can consume God's word, how we then process it and apply it, and finally, how we can center ourselves in his word throughout the day. Read. Why not read along with the rest of your church in the book of the Bible you may be focusing on that month? Some books you can easily read in just one 15-minute sitting. Reading good chunks of scripture is an excellent approach to getting at the big picture and main themes that are being communicated. Now, too often we confine ourselves to the man-made headings or the chapters. Push beyond that. After reading it in one translation, why not read the same scripture in a different translation the next day? There are many apps and free online tools to read a variety of translations. I even sometimes read it in German if the English meanings become a bit too familiar and I need a fresh perspective. Listen. Listening to audio of God's word is another great way of consuming scripture. You can record yourself reading it or use an audio version or an app to listen to on the way to uni on the bus or when you're walking to work in the morning. Right. For those who find it difficult to focus and are easily distracted when reading or listening, copy God's word by writing it out. It's a great way of zooming in and focusing. You'll pick up on things you didn't notice before. Memorize. If you do the first three, you are well on your way to memorizing God's word, making it accessible to you every day. Break out of memorizing your favorite feel-good verses and internalize whole passages that magnify Jesus as the center of God's story. Returning to these portions of scripture over and over again throughout your life is a great gift. Now, one day you might read it, the next in another translation, and another day you might listen to it. And yet another, you might write it out. And during all that, you might be memorizing it. There's not one set method or technique. Find one or two that work for you and or use them all. Now, when we read it, how do we process what we read? I like to ask myself four questions when reading a passage of scripture. Number one, can I summarize the passage and main ideas in my own words? Two, do I have any big questions I need to examine? It might be time to put the Bible down and do some research. Ask your pastor, church small group leader, or uni fellowship staff member if they can point you to some good, trusted resources to help with your questions. Three, how does this passage communicate the Bible's message of the good news in Jesus? Where does it fall in the timeline of God's good news story? What does it tell me about God and how people respond to him? And four, what actions, patterns of thinking, beliefs, or even motivations do I need to change because of these words I've just read and what they reveal about God's goodwill for his creation? Should I be thankful, repent, respond to God in awe and wonder at his power and majesty? Now, after we've read God's word and we've processed it, How can we internalize and center our life on it? First, pray. Reflect back to God the words that you've read and respond to Him, your desire to align your actions, thoughts, beliefs, and motivations to His word. Discuss. And because we're in communion, not just with God, but with other Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, let the word of God shape and influence our speech. Process God's word in community. Encourage one another with it. Keep each other accountable. Reflect. While you're in line waiting for your lunch or washing the dishes at the end of the day, let your thoughts turn to God's word again and again. Praying, meditating, aligning yourself with God and His revealed will. All you need is access to a Bible, whether a printed copy or a free online version. However, if you want to dig deeper into this ancient collection of God-breathed texts, we can recommend a whole range of resources to help you understand what you're reading so you can know God, know His story of good news, and how you can respond to it with your life. There's so much out there. We might recommend some online videos, audio apps, creeds, confessions, catechisms, commentaries. Now, all can be useful tools to help you center your life on God's word. Why not begin this week? I want you to read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Listen to it. Write it out. Begin memorizing it. Pray it. Discuss it with your fellowship group and reflect on it. Next week, Andy is going to help us understand what prayer is. Join us then. But in the meantime, you can watch past episodes of Leadership Development videos to catch up.